Good morning, this is Chris with your daily Bible reading from the Gateway Church. Today's reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 27 to 36, headed Prophecy Against the House of Eli. Now a man of God came to Eli and said to him, "This is what the Lord says. Did I not clearly reveal myself to your father's house when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh? I chose your father out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod in my presence. I also gave your father's house all the offerings made with fire by the Israelites. Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I am prescribed for my dwelling? Why do you honour your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel? Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honour me I will honour, but those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your family line, and you will see distress in my dwelling. Although good will be done to Israel, in your family line there will never be an old man. Every one of you that I do not cut off from my altar will be spared, only to blind your eyes with tears and to grieve your heart, and all your descendants will die in the prime of life." And what happened to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be assigned to you. They will both die on the same day. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his house, and he will minister before my anointed one always. Then everyone left in your family line will come down and bow down before him for a piece of silver and a crust of bread and plead, appoint me to some priestly office so that I can have food to eat. According to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, we are called to be priests. What does that mean? How can we be priests to one another? How can we minister to one another? Do you minister to your friends, your family? How do you see that working out in your life? Are you a faithful person or are you unfaithful? How are you with your friends? Do you keep up with them? Do you keep knowing what's going on in their lives, praying for them, caring for them? When you see distress in your family, are you there to minister, to help out? And what about those of us mentioned in this passage that won't have descendants? Some of us can't have children. Some of us are not even married. How does that work out? Where does that leave you with God? How do you feel about that each day? These are all things that we're called to think about. Things that some of us may dwell on more than others. Some with families may not worry too much about descendants and who will be there after we've gone. Another question, who will be there to look after us in our old age? These are all things that God calls us about. At the end of these few verses, the author says that God will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. Of course, Jesus is that faithful priest to us. He's always there. He's always listening. He's always our friend. What are we going to do about spreading the word of Jesus today and being faithful to him? If your heart has gone cold toward Jesus and faith and you're listening to this, today might be a good time to come back and just say, "I'm sorry, Lord. Warm my heart again towards you. Make me hot for your love. Let me be passionate about you once again. Let me serve you." Father God, thank you for these what sometimes appear to be difficult Bible readings that challenge us. Help us to remember, though, Lord, the most important thing, that you are our true high priest, that you're ministering to us as we minister to one another. Help us to take these thoughts out into the current day and live our lives worthy of serving you. In Jesus' name, Amen.